Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Monday, April 28th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Grammy-winning musician Brad Davis of Commerce. Birthdays, born this day in 1758, the fifth president of the United States, James Monroe, from the History Channel.
Monroe's a relic. He's the last of the revolutionary generation to hold high office. He's the last of the Virginia dynasty.
In person, he cut the figure of the quintessential hero of the Revolution, from his boots, breeches, and ceremonial sword, right up to his cockade hat.
Character actor Lionel Barrymore, born April 28, 1878. 64 years old today, former Tonight Show host Jay Leno, who just recently left the show.
22 years, that's a long time. Here's how long ago it was. When I started hosting, marijuana was illegal, and you could smoke cigarettes any place you wanted.
And Penelope Cruz is a very lovely 40 years old today. On this day in history, in 1789, the actual mutiny on the Bounty, portrayed in the movie with Clark Gable and Charles Laughton.
Why you do your last command on this ship? We'll be men again if we hang for it.
Casting me adrift, 3,500 miles from a port of call, you're sending me to my doom, eh? Well, you're wrong, Christian! I'll live to see you, all of you, hanging from the highest yardarm in the British fleet!
On April 28, 1947, a balsa wood raft named the Contiki sets off on a 101-day journey across the Pacific Ocean from Peru to Polynesia. Number one on the charts this day in 1955, 10 weeks at the top of the charts, Perez Prado and Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White. On the KETR events calendar, the 47th annual Hunt County Fair is open all week. The fairgrounds are located on Farm Road 1570 in Greenville. The gates, exhibits, and midway open at 5 p.m. Armband discounts are available daily. There are concerts each evening at 7:30 and 9 p.m. For more information, see events at KETR.org. Our thought for the day is from President James Monroe, whose birthday we're observing today. It's only when the people become ignorant and corrupt, when they degenerate into a populace, that they are incapable of exercising their sovereignty. Our guest in the cafe this morning, once again, Grammy Award-winning guitarist, singer, songwriter, and producer Brad Davis, who calls Commerce home. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Brad had you on here not too long ago talking about the things that you're doing, and you just didn't have enough time to cover it all. I'm really interested to hear that you're working with, first of all, some folks in Greenville on some new things. Tell me about that.
That's right. The Larry Green, the attorney in Greenville, great guy that does the Threadgill series.
Right.
Awesome guy. Great. He knows the Plato's slogan about music, and I think he believes it wholeheartedly. But he called me and said, really excited about your studio. They came by and saw the studio, and then they said, we'd love to meet with you with Greg Sims, who's the planner for downtown and the events that are going on in different future development downtown. And so they called and we had lunch, and he said, we would like to put in a recording studio, maybe even two studios and a rehearsal facility called the Creative Incubator is what they're calling it. And so really exciting. Yeah, and we're meeting very soon to talk about this whole idea where they're going to acquire a couple of spaces downtown. And I'm going to jump on as a consultant based on the ideas and maybe to help them pull a studio together in an existing building instead of building something brand new. And then maybe find a couple qualified engineers and qualify them, so to speak, spend some time with them, make sure they know what they're doing, and allow them to bring their equipment in, set up camp, pay a very reasonable lease and have a business. And basically, I'll give them my overflow so because I have lots of it. So we'll give them that, and it'll be really neat. It's, you know, it's a cool idea.
Would you have some ongoing role other than sending extra business their way? Yeah.
Well, maybe. I mean, if we've got an artist, it'd be fine to work with one of the engineers. And a lot of times when I'm in the studio, if I have a producer in the studio, I'll act as the engineer if it's his client.
Right.
And I'll be an engineer and keep my mouth and my mind focused just on the signal. And maybe that engineer in Greenville, we may have some situations where they act as just the engineer and I come in to produce. And so there might be some co-work together, you know, like that. So I'm not really sure, but...
Any particular buildings that they're looking at that you know of?
Well, I know they're looking right downtown, right downtown, close to the Texas Theater and in between. Right in there, they want to find some building, and they're actually leaning on me a little bit to say, is this building okay? Would it be too close to the road and that kind of thing? Then I built 4 studios in Nashville. This would be my 5th one here. And so it's going to be fun helping them build with a little, you know, their funding and their backing. So
Greenville really is coming on as a music venue, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, the Texas Theater, I don't know if you've seen it, but it's amazing.
I have not been in the Texan, and I have not been in there, but I have no doubt that it's going to be pretty, pretty terrific.
It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. They just spent, I don't know how much money on brand new seats for the GMA. You know, they just got these cool seats for the GMA.
Municipal Auditorium.
Right. Thank you. And they're so cool, you just want to go in there and sit in them. It's like sitting in a Buick. They're just awesome.
I have not seen that.
Brand new, and they're getting ready to get a new sound system, so they're really gearing up for this year.
Right. We're talking with Brad Davis, who is a Grammy Award-winning singer, songwriter, producer, based in Commerce, has a recording studio in downtown Commerce. Now, you're telling me that Sulphur Springs is working along similar lines with you.
Man, they're right behind Greenville, and us in general. Gus Gustafson, a good friend of mine who had the Crossroads show in Winsboro, has been enticed to move his show to Sulphur Springs, and now he's part of the Sulphur Springs downtown event and planning kind of committee. And so he called and said, hey, you're helping Greenville out. We need a studio too. So they're looking for a space to put a studio there. Obviously, he's got his new show there and the new library, which has been renovated, which is really cool.
Well, now tell me about that real quickly.
Yeah, the old library, they completely renovated it with the idea that they'd have the city hall in there during the day hours, and then we'd flip a switch and it'd become the venue that basically was at Winsboro, the cool Crossroads venue that had Ray Wiley Hubbard and Billy Joe Schaefer, and the list goes on and on. It's going to be very cool to have it right there. And that's all going on. He's on staff right now to put festivals and weekend things together on a regular basis. Every weekend they've got something going on downtown based on his new position with the city. And then Reed Entertainment, which is by the VF Mall, north of the movie theater on 30, is got, you know, shows there as well. So this whole place is bubbling.
I was going to say this little triangle of Greenville, Commerce, Sulphur Springs, some exciting things going on.
It's amazing. It really is. I'm shocked.
Well, I think you have something to do with that, Brad.
Well, I don't know about that. I know the Tipitinos, you know, we talked about that last time, and I'm not sure what brought that about, but yeah, it's really cool to have all this together.
Well, we're about out of time, and as always, I like to have you play us out, have some original Brad Davis music. Brad, thanks for sharing some time with us and having a cup of coffee with us. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.